the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, playing y'all some cool stuff. And, exhausted here, I'm sorry. Anyway, as you probably know, today is Memorial Day, and it is not just... it was not just, a weekend to have a day off and barbecue and all that stuff. It is also a day to remember the those who have passed, veterans and veterans who were served and those who died, and visit the cemetery and all that. So I thought I'd start off with a couple of songs for Memorial Day. First, I have Eric Burden, lead singer for the Animals back in the days of the British invasion. Great songs, great voice. He later sang with the funk band War, also had a solo career. He's been active and performing since then and released a new album in 2013, Till Your River Runs Dry. Definitely an Eric Burden album with plenty of soul and blues. And from that album, the song Memorial Day.
The cycle of hate and lies. Let the truth people, I had a woman. She was just nice and kind to me in multiple ways. Lord, I had a woman. She was just nice and kind to me in multiple ways. But she died and she left me. That's why I sang the blues on every decoration day. I hate it so bad. To see my Lord take my baby away from me. It is so bad to see my Lord take my baby away from me. I couldn't do a thing that morning, but Lord would hang my head. Doctor around her bedside that morning when my Lord taking my baby away. Me and my doctor when my Lord taking my baby away from me. My baby had to say, bring some flowers on the evening decoration day. Yes, yes. Have a good time on every decoration. But every decoration day, I go out and decorate my baby's grave.
That was a couple for you for this day, Memorial Day, First, you heard Eric Burdon with Memorial Day from his album Till Your River Runs Dry in 2013. Then you heard John Lee Hooker with Decoration Day from The Best of John Lee Hooker. I didn't know this till recent years, but Memorial Day used to be known as Decoration Day as people decorated the graves of those who died in service to the nation. Memorial Day was first proclaimed in May of 1868. Next, I have a few local bands with shows this week. So first, Tsunami of Sound with Boogie Boardwalk from their album Permanent Wave. Tsunami of Sound will be playing Saturday night at Opus in Salem, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
right, that was a few local bands who have shows this week. First, you heard Tsunami of Sound with Boogie Boardwalk from their album Permanent Wave. And they're going to be playing Saturday night at Opus in Salem, Mass. Then you heard a bunch of Jerks with Electricity from their 2017 album, The Long Arm of Professor Kitten Pants. And a bunch of Jerks will also be on that bill with Tsunami of Sound at Opus in Salem, Mass, Saturday night. And Diabligado with El Matador from their 2016 self-titled album. Diabligado will be playing Friday night at RG's Pub in Haverhill, Mass, and Saturday night at Sammy's Patio in Revere, Mass. Let's see, what do I have for you now? Oh, wait a minute. What's going on? What's going on here? Alright, now I have some Bad Marriage for you. I often play them, local rock band on my show, and I have a great hard rock band, and they've been having lots of great stuff happening lately. They went on a mini tour with Tesla of a few shows around New England. They've got other stuff in the works, and the latest one is that one of their songs, Naysaying Blues, is going to be used in commercials for the sports apparel company Fanatics. And we'll be able to see those ads during the Stanley Cup Finals, for one. That is a great thing. And more people will be hearing the great music of Bad Marriage. So I thought I would play for you Naysaying Blues.
What you do now? Hey dear little sister, tell me what's the story now? Lift out all the wax and made a new life for yourself. So tell me, how were all the dinners, the parties and hotels? The knob would I have wanted, but had made the bed myself. So you can.
Oh! Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Right, and that set you just heard started with Bad Marriage doing Naysaying Blues, which was on the Knock Three More Times EP. And it's great news that that song is going to be used for commercials for the sports apparel company Fanatics. And we'll see those ads during sporting events like the Stanley Cup Finals, which is with the Bruins starting tonight is the finals. Yay! And anyway, then after that, you heard the Devil's Twins with their single, Little Sister Let It Run, I think from 2016. They'll be playing Friday night at the Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge. Then you heard Easier Lying by Duff McKagan's Loaded from their 2011 album, The Taking. McKagan, probably best known for his tenure as bassist for Guns N' Roses and was in Velvet Revolver also. He's also a vocalist and multi-instrumentalist. He formed the band Loaded in 1999, in which he sang and played rhythm guitar. He's also played with several others, and Duff McKagan, featuring Shooter Jennings, will be playing at the City Winery in Boston on Saturday night. And now I have some serious guitar time, and there'll be another set of it later, too. First, I've got something local, the Tyler Morris Band with Living the Life from his 2018 album Next in Line, his third. When he was 11, Morris began playing regularly at the C Note in Hull, Mass. Began writing music at 13, recorded his first album at 15. It's probably around 18 now, maybe 19 or so, I forget exactly, but he's a youngin'. And in 2016, he was selected to play at the Guitar Gods Festival with Yngwie Malmsteen, Steve Vai, Rudy Sarzo, and others. And the last two times I saw Walter Trout in concert, he called Tyler up to the stage to play with him. It sounded great. So his, I don't have it written down here. I believe they have a Tyler Morris Band. I'll have to look it up. I'm pretty sure they have a gig coming up in the next week. I'll look it up while the song's on. So here you have the Tyler Morris Band with Living the Life from their album Next in Line.
Don't wanna give us fright. Stay your But feel free to make a fool of yourself.
That was Serious Guitar Time. As I said, there'll be some more later, too. First, you heard the Tyler Morris Band with Living the Life from his 2018 album, Next in Line. And he's a local kid. He lives in the greater Boston area. And I was right, he does have a show coming up. He's going to be at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island on the 31st. And so it's a tour with the Amanda Fish Band. And Amanda Fish is Samantha Fish's older sister. And then after that, you heard Joanne Shaw Taylor with Creepin' from her new album, Reckless Heart. For those not familiar with her, Joanne Shaw Taylor is a British blues guitarist and singer who was discovered by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics when she was just 16. She's like 29, 30 now, and she lives in both England and Detroit. I saw her last night at the City Winery in Boston, and wow, what a great show. She was really playing that guitar. I was like, yeah. I've seen her a couple of times before, and I just think the guitar was even, well, yeah, a lot more of it this time around. Love it. Love the show. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to, for some reason, she didn't get to come out and talk with, with the fans after the show. And it's too bad. I was hoping to get a picture with her because I was wearing my Joanne Shaw Taylor t-shirt. But anyway, maybe some other time. And the set ended with Ethan Broche, a guitarist who's been based in Boston since attending Berklee in the arts. He currently teaches a class there. He's toured and recorded with so many artists, so who's who really, it's hard to keep track. His newest album, Conspiracy, came out last year. It was his third studio instrumental album. And from that album, that was By Hook or By Crook. Okay, now I have a band from Italy. The Pee-wees with Ready to Go from their new album Dead End City. Being formed in Italy in 1995, since then has toured the US, UK, Europe, shared the stage with punk legends. And as of 2017, they'd released 5 albums and 9 singles, as well as appearing on several compilation albums. And they're currently touring in Europe. So here's the Pee-wees with Ready to Go.